This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Footage and so much going on. It'll be posted later this afternoon at JonesCrowder.com. And I want to thank everybody that has signed up for it. And that's a whole nother story about what happened when we drove around downtown and talked to people. We got about 99% positive feedback until we got to the Texas Capitol. And the state police are all waving at us, "Hi, Alex." And they pull over both cars, try to start searching everything, and treat us like we're terrorists. And I'm like, "Well, okay, how about I kidnap some kids?" I'm like, "Well, that'd be a lot better." It's so pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. And and so now I'm going back there a bunch. The governor is going to, I may go bullhorn for 10 hours. I mean, I've done it before. So I'm going to go camp out there and bullhorn his ass because we know he sicked them on us. We'd been there a while driving around. All of a sudden, they were ordered to come after us. They did. And again, if I had some kidnapped kids, it'd be fine. If I was illegal alien, it'd be fine. But the issue is, we were right. Beck, cue up Hochul if you can real quick from yesterday. They lied about the shots working. They lied and blocked the therapeutics. They did all the lockdowns. They're bad. And Governor Abbott, worse than DeSantis, worse than Trump, got down on his knees to it. So we just went down there to the Capitol and then there to say, "Hey, don't do it again." And I've been down there 100 times over the years. And I've never had the state police swarm us like this. Well, if you think doing that is not making us come back, you just guaranteed, I promise you, Greg Abbott, I'm going to be down there at 10 o'clock at night bullhorning you, okay? Greg Abbott is just a piece of work, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Bushite. He's a fake Republican. And all the state police do at the border is write tickets to citizens and harass people. And I'm just saying, I don't hate the state police themselves, but they write tickets. When he occupied Austin because they fired part of the police and won't enforce the law, they don't go after crackheads, they don't do investigations, they just write tickets to soccer moms all day long. It's a joke. It's like writing tickets for speeding at the Indy 500. Or it's like reorganizing deck chairs on the Titanic. And it's a joke. I mean, the state police in Texas are just so sad. I mean, they're like robots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The most powerful M4's life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, my website is Infowars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. You've got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted email, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's Infowars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it. Can men do against such reckless hate?
Right out with me. Right out to meet.
Anybody tries to get in the way of the incredible plan the big guy's got for us, it's got me pissed, and I'm just begging to stay on the team, man.
Yes. Let this be the hour when we draw swords together. Fell deeds awake. Now for wrath. Now for ruin. And the Red Dawn. Visit DefendJones.com today and share the link. We're putting up a fight. We're not laying down and taking it. It's a war. All right, G20 announces plan to impose digital currencies and worldwide IDs, which they will social engineer you with. I'm going to get to that coming up, but all of this is interconnected. And so let me now talk about the ADO. And I want to explain something to people that have not studied the philosopher Hegel, who is the main philosopher the globalists use, even though they don't actually follow it completely. They're blind when it's going to hurt them or affect them. They still operate one or two-dimensionally, but then they use Hegelian dialectics against us. So it's Hegelian dialectics are actually very complex and very sophisticated and fifth, sixth-dimensional. But the easiest way to describe this is blowback. World War I, the Germans started firing nerve gas at the Allies, but a lot of times the wind would change. They'd have good weather reports and blowback on them. So they figured out, hey, let's stop using this by the end of the war. It didn't work. So the easiest way to describe a Hegelian dialectic, it's a whole system, it's very accurate. It's a philosophy of the mathematics of ripples in the pond. You throw a stone into a pond, and it creates ripples. As you throw more stones in, more ripples happen, and they start bouncing together. Here's the best analogy of it. I like boating. Haven't been able to do it in like a year, but I got a ski boat. We like to go out on Lake Travis with my family. And if you get out there in the morning on, you know, like July 4th, when there's 10,000 boats out there, literally, I mean, it's insane. It's a 37-mile-long lake, but still, it's long and skinny. It's a dammed up river. You get out there till about noon, it's smooth and okay. You get out there at 5 o'clock, you're risking your life. Because so many thousands of boats are going back and forth, even though the lake in its widest part is about 2 miles wide, There are like 6, 7, 8 foot, 10 foot waves out there because they're bouncing off the rocks, the cliffs, and then there's no algorithm to understand it. There's not a satellite studying, at least I don't know if there is, and all these things bounce together, and pretty soon you're out there, and there's just waves everywhere, 4 or 5 foot waves, and then all of a sudden you look over, here comes some 7 foot wave off a bunch of other waves all day bouncing together, and it just swamps your boat. I've never been sunk, but I've seen dozens of boats where people are sitting around drinking beer or whatever, and there's like 2 foot waves, and then all of a sudden you go, what's that? And some 6 foot wave comes and hits the back of a boat, and it floods and sinks. A few times, we've got video of it. So Rob New was there when it happened, so it was Quentin Carter. And we literally had to go save people and a family because this wave swamped them, hit us, almost sunk us. They had a smaller ski boat. Ours is a big one. And they literally sunk their boat. That's Hegelian dialectic. How does all this interact? How does this bounce around? What does this do? So my job is not to be an apologist of Elon Musk. My job is not to be an apologist for Jews. My job is not to be an apologist for Chinese people or Orthodox Christians or Catholics or evangelicals. My job is to actually look at the history of groups and then who they work with and what their goal is versus what their goals actually create. So before I do this, and not because I won't be attacked, I'm already fully under attack by the ADL. Fully under attack by the globalist combine. Fully under attack by the big banks and Larry Fink and BlackRock. But I'm going to explain something. If I come on the air and say, like Kanye West did here last year, last December, almost a year ago, 10 months ago, if you respond to Jews being used as the front group for the New World Order, if you respond the way he does, saying Jews are bad, period, you add to the dialectic that they're trying to create of a conflict. Just like when they fund Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is 99% run by white people. They got 4 or 5 black women as their front group. Their main mission is to castrate black males in the black family. Is that good for black people? No, they want to hurt them. They want to control them. So just like Black Lives Matter is funded by George Soros, when Black Lives Matter is out burning down cities and saying white people are the devil, I don't see some black delivery driver with FedEx or a black doctor or a black school teacher like, well, Black Lives Matter burned down Milwaukee, so you're black. I don't like you. But that's the dialectic and the incredible black anti-white racism the system's created. It's a minority of blacks, but they've been brainwashed, is creating real white animus and white racism that had been basically dealt with was gone. No, it's back. And as they create this conflict, Joe Biden says, oh, the number one threat is white people. They're about to get violent. They're going to false flag, folks. They already have. So there's thousands of points that go into this dialectic. But our supercomputer brains God gave us, if you study it, can see how it's working. So before I get into this and indict the ADL and tell you who runs it and who controls it and what their plan is, it is critical to understand that the majority of voters, upwards of 70% in Israel, did not accept the lockdowns, do not accept the tyranny, do not want Benjamin Netanyahu under globalist orders to establish a dictatorship in Israel. So let me explain that. You go, well, wait a minute. How if 70-some percent of Jews, and I'm not their apologist, I'm giving you facts here, I throw this rock in the water, it does that. I throw this walk in, it does that. I throw these in, I'm looking at what is forming here, okay? And the globalists are masters at manipulating that. And if things don't go the way they want, then they'll fund a right-wing movement or a left-wing movement or a pedo movement. And it's all about manipulating that pattern. Skip the break, come on. And it's realizing that that gives you next-level understanding. That's how you know tomorrow is today. We don't blame the Germans today for Hitler. And we don't blame the majority of them. Their country was taken over. And the same way Israel is run today is the same way Germany was run. So this is one small piece. That's why it's so frustrating, because I can give you all. I have it all. A lot of you do as well. But, I mean, I have it all. All. Setting history. Hitler was elected without a majority of the vote. You know, well, that's not true. Well, you're an American. You're in one of the only two-party systems in the world. What you think is bad, it's the best system there is of a bunch of bad, worse choices. In a parliamentary system, the biggest minority gets elected. Justin Trudeau got 30% of the vote. He's still in charge. He says, I want to be a dictator. And really, if you're doing dictatorial things, you get elected by 30%, you are a dictator because the majority do not support you. But that's parliamentary systems that came out of the Renaissance, came out of the Great Enlightenment in England, and it was the first try at the apple. It's not that good a system. Israel is a parliament. Germany is a parliament. The UK is a parliament. All three other governments, Irish, English, Scottish, but Welsh, is that's what it's for.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
They will get massive funding and donations from the very Jews that are setting up and scapegoating for their operation. Last time I heard, Joseph Mengele was bad for forcing medical experiments on people. The Angel of Death, the top Nazi scientist. The Nuremberg Code is written for him. But when Netanyahu gets up on Jordan Peterson 6 months ago and goes, well, we're using Jews as the test subjects, and we'll be the center of biotech and research because we're going to use Jews as guinea pigs. Imagine if I got up and said, we're going to use Jews as guinea pigs. You'd be like, whoa, you're Joseph Mengele. But, oh, if you're Benjamin Netanyahu, it's like, well, he's Jewish, so it's okay, see? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay the head of BlackRock that has 87% of all the money in the world says he's going to control our lives and own our bodies. It's like, well, I mean, he's Jewish, so it's like, oh, I understand. And then it'll create extreme anger and frustration out of that dialectic, create that conflict. And then all the hardworking Jews around the world, as they get persecuted and attacked, will then donate to the ADL. Now, that's only one lower floor of this. It goes up a few thousand floors. It gives me a headache to even fully face it. And verbal systems and things are really hard to fully express something this complex and big. But I think you're getting, you think this is complex and sophisticated? This is nothing. But what they can't have is what I just did, exposing the larger social engineering dialectic of playing us off against each other. And saying, well, wait a minute, the polls show 65 to 80% of Jews, so let's just round it off 75%, do not want all of this. Well, it doesn't matter. Benjamin Netanyahu and the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, and Larry Fink, they speak for you. And if you're allowed to let Donald Trump back on Twitter, Greenblatt says you're a white supremacist, and Netanyahu's in an airplane flying over to California right now in the Bay Area to meet with the big tech titans and Elon Musk to give him an ultimatum. Because, you know, maybe if Musk doesn't recognize, hey, Greenblatt represents, you know, powerful group, maybe if the leader of Israel shows up. But see, Netanyahu's not showing up with a bunch of authority. The majority of Jews in Israel oppose him. But see, if you just look at him like you look at Trudeau, you don't look at Trudeau and go, man, that guy's a tyrant and wants to be a dictator and had lockdowns and is a thug and is disgusting. You don't go, why are you against French people? No one even thinks that. I'm against Xi Jinping. I'm not against Chinese people. See? But the ADL is there with this horrible agenda of making us all guinea pigs and censored and controlled, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jew, agnostic, doesn't matter. See? So, Netanyahu got a minority of the vote. He didn't get the majority. It's parliamentary, the Knesset. Justin Trudeau didn't get elected with a majority. The British Prime Minister didn't get elected with a majority. Almost none of them did. Not the German leader, Schmidt, or whatever the hell his new name is, after Merkel. Imagine if I said, I'm against Merkel and all her tyranny. Well, why are you against Germans? I'm a Heinz 57, folks, but I've done my genetics, looked at the family tree. I'm about 51% German. I'm not against Germans, but, you know, I'm against Hitler. And I'm against Klaus Schwab. He's German. So let's just cut through all that and stop making it about Jews or Germans or Chinese and say, I'm against Klaus Schwab. I'm against Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm against Xi Jinping. I'm against Biden. Oh, Biden's Irish. Well, Alex Jones attacked Biden today, and the Irish community, you're like, Irish? I'm part Irish. What does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. It's a distraction, folks. Because if you look at what Benjamin Netanyahu's doing, it's exactly what our presidents are doing, and exactly what the British prime ministers are doing, and what the German chancellors are doing. It's what hundreds, because they're following orders of the globalists, who are now putting Jews out as their fronts, and then saying, if you oppose our agenda, you're anti-Semitic. Now, that's the second floor. It keeps going up from here. We're going to play clips, get to more of this here in a moment. But that's where we are, folks. And it's disgusting. And if you want to know about the character of the type of people that served this, look no further than George Soros. Hired at 14, works for 4 years for the Nazis in occupied Eastern Europe, rounding up Jews. I never rounded up a Jew. I never did anything to a Jew. In fact, I'm really offended that I almost don't exist, and both my grandfathers, I've said 100 times, almost died in World War II, both of them. One of them crash-landed, long story, hold on yards, Purple Hearts, you name it. The Army Air Corps. I almost don't exist because of Hitler. And then you want to turn around and tell me, and the horse you rode in on, I'm pissed at you. You are disgusting. And the way you're setting up your fellow Jews to take the fall is exactly what you did with Hitler. And if anybody knows about this, they're doing a part two. So I'm really worried about Jews, actually. I think you're going to see persecution. I think you're going to see false flags. I think you're going to see a lot of crap. Because the globalists have this obsession. They play the same playbook over and over again. And the good news is a lot of Jews see through this and are standing against it. Does anybody believe, like Elon Musk said, that Donald Trump is anti-Semitic? That is preposterous. Does anyone believe he actually hates black people? That is horse manure. And the people that are seeing that are the ones stirring up division and are disgusting. Truly disgusting. So what's the rest of the story? And where does all this go? Because we can be all emotional and get played into this and get destroyed, or we can rise above it and realize what it is and understand the larger plan. But in the final equation, we have major megabanks that do have a bunch of ancient Jewish families in them and other groups as well. It's like a mixture with old European, Eastern European royalty. You track the German lines, the British lines, all that. It's like old European elite, some Italians that ran to Western Europe and mixed in with them some of their royalty, and then powerful Jewish families that married in with them. But you know, the Rothschilds are like a hybrid. So they can hide behind Jews all day long, but they're a particularly bloodthirsty group that, on record, funded Napoleon and the British Empire and the Battle of Waterloo and headed a bank run and a stock market crash. And it's in the history books. And they continually squeeze the Jews, just like Soros did at a microcosm level, to give them the money and the power and then use them for their larger operation. We're going to come back and give you the secrets they don't want you to know about the ADL and what they're doing with Elon Musk and more straight ahead. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, open phones in the third into the fourth hour. I've set the table here for about 20 minutes last segment, and now I'm going to give you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, the big enchilada. So, before I get into Greenblatt and the ADL and Musk and BlackRock and the whole story, let's just sit back all day and just kind of look at this. Just sit back, have a drink of coffee, and say, what is the public agenda of the corporate media and what they tell us? Well, the West is evil and racist and white people are bad. It's a race-based system. and we've got to prove we're bad and accept a global new currency and a central bank digital currency and be tracked and pay carbon taxes. And there's too many people, and we've got to depopulate. So Hitler conservatively killed about 40 million people one way or another. Non-Germans. Another 20 million Germans got killed plus, 24 million. I guess Hitler inadvertently, you say totally, 60-something million. Well, the communist Chinese have killed, they admit, 100 million of their own people. Look at the communists everywhere else, is up to about 200 million. Well, who runs that? Who's funding that? So when we sit back and see Bill Gates getting awards decades ago at eugenics depopulation summits, we played the clip probably 100 times. Well, who's Bill Gates? Does he work for the Jews? Because the way the media works is, Elon Musk says the Jews run everything and the Jews are bad. Elon Musk didn't say that. The media said that. The controlled corporate press said that. Who else said that? All the different white supremacist organizations and groups, most of them feds or foundation funded. So all I'm saying is the ADL's not doing what it's doing. It's terrible. And they attack me all the time and want me in jail and arrested, and they're, you know, obviously financing attempts to destroy me. But wait a minute. So who's Bill Gates? Is he Jewish? He wants to depopulate the planet. He wants to go after poor people no matter what color they are. He wants to force things on your body. I mean, who is he really? So when you pull back and look at this, you have this surveillance and censorship and depopulation and open border and a program that killed, the UN admits, the last 3.5 years with lockdowns that just ended less than a year ago in the third world, 80-plus million people. Well, by starving them to death, not COVID, but the lockdowns. I know Africa or Latin America or areas of Asia is like another planet, but it's actually a little planet. That happened just a 10-hour plane ride or a 5-hour plane ride away, depending on where you're going. So that's not the real agenda. The real agenda is to play God, to have AI, total control. They're attacking everybody's family. Doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from. The same globalist agenda is coming down on you. Whether you live in Israel or Morocco or England or the U.S. or Australia or Germany or the Netherlands or France or Sweden or Denmark or Norway, it's all the same agenda, the same propaganda, the same programs, the same poison shots, the same New World Order. So we're all fighting with each other over what racial group runs it, because we're all real tribal. It's how we're designed. From our previous epigenetical experiences, there is a corporate overlay and a corporate depopulation agenda that is taking place. And everything they do, cutting off the resources to, quote, save the earth, doesn't save the earth. It makes you poor so you can be more easily controlled, poisoned, dumbed down, isolated, sucked dry, and killed. So instead of addressing it as Jewish or Catholic or Christian or Masonic, it's better to address it as good versus evil, what's pro-human, what's anti-human. And again, this is not an apology to Elon Musk on one end of the dialectic and the ADL on the other. It's understanding the compendium of the larger operation. Who died and made Bill Gates God and your doctor over your body? Who made Larry Fink on TV saying, in fact, cue it up, you can find it, it's a bunch of clips, we're going to use pressure, we're going to use control, we're going to use our control of 80-plus percent of all the banks and all the currency and all the companies to make people do what we want. Now, Larry Fink's Jewish. And when you criticize Larry Fink or George Soros, you get attacked as an anti-Semite. Again, I criticize Xi Jinping. He's Chinese. I don't think Chinese people are inherently bad. So it's a fraud. And everyone's in danger. And I got to say, every organization, every group needs to go ahead and come out and realize we're all being conned here. We're all being led to slaughter by ultra-rich that stole the planet through fraud. They think there's too many of us. Whether there is or not, the point is they're not self-appointed to decide we're destroyed. And so many people who are liberal, white, you name it, will say, whether you live in the U.S. or Europe or Australia or New Zealand, it's the same attitude. Well, there are too many people, and we got to do this. But okay, so you know you're being targeted too. So stop pretending as they line up people to kill them economically, culturally, physically, spiritually, that you are exempt. Yeah, BlackRock CEO slammed for forced behaviors comment, and his there's a bunch of these clips, and his social credit score and all the rest of it. So you have groups claiming they represent Jews going along with a literal agenda that would make Hitler salivate and become green with envy because it's so much more sophisticated and powerful than what he was planning. Though he did plan the EU and the rest of it. And that's all I'm saying. This is not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just one group following the eugenics conspiracy who were a competing faction in the eugenics transhumanist death cult revolution. And if you don't think there aren't powerful Jewish combines, just like there's Chinese mafia and all the rest of it, and globalist mafia, that are in the New World Order contending for full control, well, then you're a fool. But that doesn't indict Jews in general, just as the Italian mafia does not indict Italians. And I'm not here as an apologist. Listen to me. This is a dialectic. If you take the bait and you say Jews are the problem, because they're going to run headlines today. Jones says there's a international whatever and attacks Jews. It's the opposite. That's what they do. They lie. We know that. This is about who's actually tuned in. This is about what we're actually discussing. This is about really saving the planet and humanity. This is not about about their games. We're going to say the truth. They're going to cut it up. It doesn't matter. Because those that are called by God to hear the truth will tune in and hear it. So I love German people. I love Asian people. I love Jewish people. I love Muslim people. I love them for their religion. I love them for their genetics. I don't hate them as a person. Doesn't mean I accept their religion. And I really want a future for all of us together. And I really care about people. And so remember, the globalists are cutting off your energy. The globalists are coming after your resources. The globalists are trying to brainwash your babies. The globalists are trying to castrate your children. The globalists are bringing in corporate fascism at the top, socialism and communism at the bottom. They're the ones launching wars with Russia. They're the ones endangering the planet. They're the ones surveilling you. They're the ones censoring you. And if they can hide behind, oh, it's a Jewish program trying to stop racism, we all know it's not. It's an electronic straitjacket of control. And if we just recognize what it is, and it's a larger globalist corporate agenda of technocrats, transhumanists, we can come together on policy and get past what group we're in, and together we can beat this. But it's going to take an understanding of that. Our problem isn't Germans, it's not Jews, it's evil people. So I'm going to come back into these clips and cover so much more, and then we'll take your phone calls next hour. But this is a big, big deal, and it's all coming to a head. False flag terror attacks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, now I'm going to get down to brass tacks. Alex Jones here back on. Open phones next hour. I'll give the toll free number out in a moment. Discuss any item we brought up. Just be a first time caller. I want to give those people a chance here today. So, what did Jesus Christ say? Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits. So I don't look at somebody who's Chinese or who's Arab or who is a Sephardic Jew or anybody else, Ashkenazi, doesn't matter, and say, is that person a Jew? Is that person a Muslim? Is that person a Christian? I look at what they deliver. I don't listen to Jimi Hendrix because he was black. His guitar is incredible. I don't listen to Metallica because they're white. Their music's amazing. I don't listen to Beethoven because he was German. My humanity resonates with him. I don't read Sun Tzu's Art of War because he was Chinese. It makes a lot of sense, a lot of knowledge there. So I really have an open hand to people. And I legitimately do not hate black people because a large minority of blacks have been turned into racists and hate me because I'm white. I realize they've been mind controlled. I don't hate the KKK, though they've been brainwashed and are idiots. I realize they've been mind controlled. But it doesn't mean I won't defend myself against them. So Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. Well, the ADL has joined Bill Gates and King Charles and Klaus Schwab and the New World Order in what the Nazis tried to do, that they basically stole the plan, and they said this in Nuremberg, from British intelligence for this global government and eugenics-based system, which you see all around you. So you hear everywhere, people are bad. We need to depopulate, but take a shot. We want you to live. And all the heart attacks, the 20 million dead from the shots and the rest of it. I mean, and then in the middle of that is Greenblatt running around making it all about Jews. And then Elon Musk doesn't want to censor everybody. And it's like, Jews, Jews, Jews. It's a distraction, folks. It's a diversion. And anybody can look at it's got half a brain and see that that's happening. So, the ADL and the Rothschild leadership, I don't blame all the Rothschilds, it's a big family, and Prince Charles, who's King Charles, and Bill Gates, who claims he's an Episcopalian, they're not Anglo-Saxons, they're not Jews, they're not Chinese. Xi Jinping's not Chinese in his action. He's a parasite. He's a tyrant. Hitler wasn't a German. He was an evil person. Lenin wasn't a Russian. He was an evil person. Stalin wasn't. You know, Stalin was all with a bunch of Jews setting up the Soviet Union, and then he double-crossed them and purged the Jews. You see, this is a revolution of satanic evil. And you've got the Jewish mafia, and you've got the banking cartels, and you've got the Chinese mafia that's a communist, and you've got all these different factions. Like, we know there's Italian mafia. We know there was Irish mafia. We know there's CIA cliques and FBI cliques. But then you go, oh, I don't support this Jewish mafia running my life, taking my world over. And you're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic. But that's what it is. But it's not a Jewish mafia. It's a transhumanist, globalist mafia. And at the depopulation summits they have, they're not sitting there reading out of the Torah. They're saying, we're God. And the depopulation group at the top with King Charles and Klaus Schwab of the globalists is the pedigree of the Nazis. So I've studied this. At the very top of this thing, it is the most European royalty operation you could imagine. That's the top of the pyramid. Is what Hitler grew out of. Hitler doesn't run it. It's not Nazi. Hitler came out of that. So at the top is a European royalty. And then it's encircled by a Praetorian Guard of different organizations and groups and BlackRock and the ADL. And then it just goes down. And they create racial division and Black Lives Matter and, you know, Men Against Women and the feminist movement run by the CIA and Gloria Steinem. Look it up. And it's just people turning us against each other. So you can be Christian, you can be Jewish, Muslim. They've got most of the major groups, leaders behind this. And it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or if you're European, who you are, whether you're African. The globalist program wants to make you eat bugs. Again, imagine coming to your wife and saying, honey, we're going to eat bugs from now on. She'd leave you. She should. But Larry Fink, in fact, get that clip ready. I know you already had it ready. Larry Fink says we're going to control your behavior through the control of corporations. And the behavior they want is horrible and destructive. The fact that he's a Jew is a distraction. You need to kill his ideas. Not be suckered in. And again, I'm not an apologist for Jews. Use your head. Just because there have been some bad Jewish organizations in history, there's been bad groups in every group, doesn't mean Hitler's good. But then there's this one-dimensional thing with Kanye West sitting right there in December of last year saying, well, I love Hitler because I don't like Jews. So whatever, it'd be like you have the Crips and the Bloods running around shooting and killing each other and slinging crack and kidnapping people. And you go, well, I'm against the Bloods, so you must be a Crip. I'm against MS-13, so you must be the Mexican Mafia. I'm against the KKK, so you must be the Aryan Nations. No, I reject the KKK. I reject the Aryan Nations. I reject the Mexican Mafia. I reject MS-13. I reject the false globalist New World Order Sanhedrin. I reject the depopulationist Nazis. Because at the end of the day, it's all the same Antichrist spirit that wants to play God, it wants to make people slaves, it wants to control free will, it wants to take control of our children, because it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Christian or your genetics are black or your genetics are Hispanic or or Asian. They want to cut your son's balls off. They want to depopulate us. And if that isn't Nazi, I don't know what is. So I look at what comes out the tailpipe. I look at a tree and what fruit it has on it, like Christ said. The ADL is Antichrist. The Nazi Party is Antichrist. King Charles is Antichrist. The CIA is Antichrist. Radical expansionist Islam is Antichrist. Communist China and Xi Jinping is Antichrist. So I don't look at them as what genetic group they are. I look at the spirit activated within them, and that's how we finally resonate, whether we're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or German or French or Chinese or African. When we finally resonate with God and justice and truth and look at the byproduct and the fruits, then we transcend. But as long as we look at the genetics of the person, the enemy wins. Because it's a spirit that can take over anybody. The Germans, they admitted in the 1930s, were the smartest, hardest working, the most patents, incredible people. They got you Hitler, didn't they? The Germans are not to blame for Hitler. We are all to blame for Hitler, including the Germans. And what's that mean? We're collectively to blame. So, I'm going to tell you now, you can call it prophesy, whatever you want. We need everybody to face the truth, and we need the Jews particularly to come out against George Soros and to come out against Larry Fink and to come out against Greenblatt and just say, you don't represent me. Because they say they represent you. They've stolen your identity. And they're planning on destroying it. You've seen the pattern. You're not stupid. I'm here really trying to create justice. I really love God. And I really love all of you. And if you don't listen to me, that's your fault. Because I came here to tell you the truth. I said I'd take calls. And we will. But I'm going to do a few more segments. I want to go to the clips and go through the stack here. But I've only covered the surface of this. It sounds complex. This is just the surface. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. I loved it when ADL banned the ADL, trended everywhere. I don't want to ban the ADL. That's what they want, ban all of us. But I loved it when it trended because people were like, well, is Alex Jones talking about the ADL? They were like, what the hell are you? He's like their main target. And why is that? Because I know their game. I know who they are. They are the spiritual baton takers or the children of George Soros and the Nazi collaborators. They are Satan, but they are not the Satan. Satan's spirit takes on many forms. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.